Fantasy football season is back, baby. Matthew Berry here, and my podcast, Fantasy Football Happy Hour, has the sleepers, busts, and starts and advice you need to win your league. So listen and follow Fantasy Football Happy Hour wherever you get your podcasts.
Booty, 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 rocking everywhere!
Rocking everywhere!
Rocking everywhere!
95.7 The Fan presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, the Texans made themselves a big move yesterday, especially just filling a void that was not on the roster yet to be filled. Even though they had added the veterans Friday with Sterling Shepard and adding Zay Jones, they still, in my opinion, did not have a bona fide walking into week one against Buffalo, a guy that you look at and say, I know for a fact that guy is a starting wide receiver in the NFL. Maybe some hopes, but I know. They make the move for Kayshon Booty, and they have delivered on that. And there's been conversation. There was conversation when the move first happened. I know we did a crosstalk within the loop and going back and forth. Like, and I think you said it also. Before training camp, I think most people would have said Kayshon Booty is the superior player over Jaden Higgins. Now, I think we've been able to see him in training camp, and we've listened to the jump D'Amico. As D'Amico said when he got injured, he was somebody that he pointed out all the time in the offseason. And we did see not only some improvements, but it looked like there was clearly a different plan for Higgins in how they were going to approach him. So there was a lot of excitement on that. And, you know, it's on pause right now, and hopefully he can still give us a chance to see what he brings to the table. I don't know who's a better receiver, Clint. I don't. I mean, you can look at their numbers. Last year was Higgins' first year. It was his third. Higgins played three more games, and Booty and him both had around the same amount of yards, same touchdowns, and you know, now they're built a little different, 5'11 to 203 to, you know, the 6'4, 6'5 range of what Higgins is. I don't know who's the best of the two, but the reason why I said in the tees, I think there is a real potential that Booty could be more important than Higgins, and that is what he brings to the table. His skill set that he brings to the table is something that I don't think the Texans have proven right now in their locker room. And it is something that other defenses around the league and coordinators believe and know it and have been hurt by it. And that is his ability to make plays down the field. Last year, he was the fourth most efficient receiver in football in terms of plays and catches 20 yards or more down the field. The people in front of him, George Pickens, Christian Watson for the Packers when he was healthy, and then Jackson Smith and Jigba, who was the offensive player of the year. He, like, down the field. Now, I don't know if he's a better, I don't think he's a better route runner than what I've seen from Higgins. There's a lot of that, but down the field and the threat of going down the field is something that this organization has needed and they have not had. And that is something that I think he brings to the table more than Higgins does right now. That Joker ran a lot of nine routes, ran a lot of routes down the field, and everybody in the league knows it and knows what he's capable of. Hopefully we're saying that a lot this year. But I do think that important skill set that he brings to the table that affects you before the snap, affects you during the week, that affects teams during the play, that can help others around. And we know CJ ain't afraid to throw it. So I think that skill set may be even more important than what Higgins brings to the table.
Yeah, look, I think when you look at the knowns about the two guys, all we know about Higgins is he had a good training camp, and last year he was an effective receiver that produced a bit and played the game kind of timid because it was his first year in the offense. Right, but we don't know exactly what a full speed, knowing the offense like the back of his hand, Jaden Higgins looks like. We know what Kayshon Booty is capable of doing. And that is if you just believe that what we've seen is what we get. Like there is, you know, he plays the game and he's not this guy, but when I talk about him, like he plays, fans out there can remember, like DeAndre Hopkins never, like he could literally on a slant route have a DB hanging on his back and would catch the ball effortlessly, right? He never relied on blazing speed to get open, but yet he always got open, right? And so the combination of strong hands, some length, great hand eyeball, you know, is coordination is big, and not having to be wide open in order to get a catch is a big part of his game. And so I think the part we know about Butte is very complimentary to Nico. It's very complimentary to CJ Stroud. It's very complimentary to the tight ends that we have on this team. And so I think Jaden Higgins probably has a higher ceiling overall, to your point. 6'4", 215, seem to be coming in a big way. But stylistically, I think your overall point is like Kayshon Booty brings something to this team that the other guys didn't. I'll agree with that.
No, I think Buffalo's coordinator and their plan for the defense changed in some ways. Like with him being on the field now, I think they've seen him twice a year. Like he hurt them before. Like, hey, we got it. We know he can beat you. He can hurt you deep. And that helps Nico. That helps Dalton.
Yeah.
That helps so many guys. If you just have the threat. Now, the only thing that gets me concerned is how does conservative Kaylee and the Texans operate here?
That's good.
Tyler,
that was good.
Tyler came up with that. I'm not gonna lie.
Oh, thank you.
Tyler came up with conservative Kaylee.
That's good.
I thought about.
I hope it's inaccurate, but that's good.
I have my moments.
I thought about stealing it and just making it my own. Mm. I just could not.
You tried to, but you just didn't. You didn't. You knew in your gut it was the wrong thing.
I did
it
earlier.
Kind of like when you rolled the window down and hollered at that girl with the haircut. You knew in your gut it was creepy.
Right after I let it go.
Old conservative Kale.
My concern is, do they, at some point, do teams look at this and say, well, they're not really going down the field? Like, they're not, even with him on the team, that's not really how they're going to go about things. We still can feel good about kind of suffocating this group because they're not going to really go down it. Because I think CJ will throw it.
Yeah.
And I think he'll run it because that's just kind of in their nature. And the other part is we know it can be done in this offense because it's the same offense that he's coming from.
Well, I do think there is a, you know, Nico obviously is going to get a ton of attention. Hopefully. The Texans run the ball effectively to where maybe not all the time, but they can force teams into closing the middle of the field and bringing a safety down to help against the run. Those two things right there should present a lot of opportunity for whatever wide receivers playing opposite Nico, right? Whether it's 12 personnel or 21 personnel. I mean, anytime there's two receivers on the field, I would imagine it's going to be Nico and Booty. And at the end of the day, when you look at the other two, those two things, definitely Nico, hopefully the run game, garner a little bit more attention. There's going to be opportunity for that back.
For years, Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Through deeply reported narrative-driven stories, we're digging into the myths, scandals, and power structures that still shape the South. And in a lot of ways, the country itself. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Side guy, right? There's going to be more opportunity for Kayshon Booty to come in here and have a better season than he did last year playing with Steph Diggs and Hunter Henry, right? Nico is better than both of those guys, right? And so I would think that the opportunity is going to present itself for him to play some of the best football that we've seen.
Yep. All right, coming up, we'll get you ready for a little 5 o'clock fire. The Astros, they start a big series in New York. And we'll let you know about the latest of what Joe Espada has had to say today. We'll give you the lineups to get you set up for that as well. And the Texans, we talked about it, the new uniforms they released, and they have headed to Carolina for joint practice with the Panthers. Some key potential matchups there. What are we intrigued to look at? And the Big Ten said, nah, man, we ain't getting in this game that the SEC is getting in. We'll let you know and discuss all of that a little 5 o'clock fire coming up.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.